You know how many people are mad at God? Because they've been taught that God's in control. It's not even in the Bible. It's not. You won't find God's in control in the Bible. It's not scripture, but we've made it scripture. Doesn't say, I'm not saying God's not sovereign, because he is sovereign. But God is sovereign and God is in control is two totally different things. Come on. When you say God is in control, now you encompass reality of everything that happens is ordained by God. That's huge. Because watch, there's so many things that happen in our lives. Bear with me, because some of you right now are very, very confused with what I'm talking about right now. Because there's a lot of people that have blamed God for a lot of things that God didn't do. Satan has snuck in and bit somebody and gotten away like a snake in the grass. And God has taken the rap for it. Because of this, because of this. God said, look, I was in the world and I had no idea who God was. And I thought that if there was a God, he was in control. And it was not good. That means that anybody that dies, that means that... That means that anybody that gets hurt, that means that somebody that dies an early death or something, that God ordained it. That God said it's time for them to be taken out. Listen, then we'll have God is in control, and then we'll have everything happens for a reason. And your mind, the mind, what I've learned and what I'm learning and God, what God's teaching me is that when you hear that God's in control, and everything happens for a reason, you will automatically link both of them together. And everything happens for a reason because God is in control. Do you see it's automatic. Where God is in control, everything happens for a reason. Therefore, everything that happens for a reason is because God's in control. And then we'll wrap another scripture around both of them. And we'll say, all things can work out for the goodness of God for those that know God. Listen, and it becomes a stronghold. And it becomes, how can you, if you're taught that God's in control, and you lose a loved one to a horrible disease, and the preacher preaches that God's in control, and he knows best, and that sticks in you, and all of a sudden, 20 years later, you've got anger with God, because if God did that to your mom, then why would God not have done the 1,000 other things that you've put into the same category, and now you don't know who God is? And you think that he's the thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. There is a reason why everything happens. Here's the two of them. They're paired in two categories. One category is stealing, killing, destroying. The next category is life, and life more abundantly. There's a reason. If it's stealing, killing, and destroying, it's never God.
Amen.
Come on. That's powerful. It'll change your life. It'll change all of a sudden all these things. When I start talking like this, all this stuff that we've got on God starts to well. And we're like, what? So what you're saying is that wasn't God? If you can get to this point where you can categorize steal, kill, destroy, life and life more abundantly, and you can put them into the places where they belong, you will actually fall in love with God.